team knew about the director's drug problem and should have kept him away from their player. The Angels say they couldn't have known what Skaggs was up to in the privacy of his hotel room. There's another cruise with norovirus. 74 passengers and a crew member are sick aboard the Oceania Insignia in the middle of an 11-day voyage from Montreal to Boston, where it is due to arrive today with a lot of sick people. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. Anglers from around the world lined the banks of the Fox River from Green Bay to De Pere this weekend. It was a first in the U.S., the fourth annual Street Fishing World Championship. Fishermen and women came from nine different countries to compete in the Olympic-based contest, looking to reel in the gold, bronze, or silver. Competitors fish as two pairs for their nation. They catch, measure, and photograph and release each fish caught, mainly walleye, panfish, and a couple of catfish this year. The anglers with the longest total length of fish caught win. This year, Team Hungary took home the gold, with Team USA coming in fourth. Organizers say the competition is about more than just winning the gold. It's also about promoting conservation and protecting fishing resources. Street fishing, aka urban fishing, is the practice of angling in urban areas on rivers, canals, parks, and harbors located within or near cities. It's an accessible way for people who live in the city to enjoy the sport without having to travel to more remote locations. The Green Bay Area School Board is tackling some big issues at tonight's meeting. The board is expected to vote on a proposed schedule change that would apply to all four Green Bay Area high schools. Green Bay East High School is currently on a different class schedule than the other three. The school board expects the new schedule to have a significant impact on student attendance and academic achievement. Another big topic at tonight's meeting will be the district's budget. Currently, they face a $3.5 million deficit with a $315 million budget. There will be time for the community to voice their thoughts during the open meeting. It's at 5:30 at the district offices on Broadway. Meetings are also streamed on the district's YouTube channel. A four-year-old boy in California could have had all the free Halloween candy he wanted. Instead, little Charlie Smith and his dad are being praised as Good Samaritans. It's all seen in a security video that's gone viral. Connor Smith took his son on a late-night candy run to check out a new candy store that had just opened last week. The door was open when they got there, but no one was around. Smith called security, then he and Charlie stayed to guard the door until an officer arrived. The owner of the business posted the security video online to recognize the father-son duo's good deed. Charlie ended up getting all the treats he wanted and a sweet life lesson in what it means to be a good neighbor. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just, do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA, the Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. Right now, it's 51.
WGBW.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know. is when I reach for you. Though you're starting to criticize little things I do, it makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something beautiful found in you, lost that love feeling. Whoa, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
News and time with hits on 97.9 WGBW. Congratulations once again to all of our Linda Ronstadt Experience ticket winners. Enjoy that show on Friday night at the Meyer Theater.
Live a lot longer if you live without me. Set your alarm clock to us. 97.9 WGBW.
this couldn't be a dream or too real, it all seems. But it was just my imagination. Once again, running away with me. I tell you, it was just my imagination.
Monday today on 97.9 WGBW. Not just any old Monday, though. October 27th is National American Beer Day. And they say that the average American drinks about 19 gallons of beer per year. And I offset that balance because I drink 0 gallons. I drink 0 bottles and cans of beer. I've never gotten into the taste of beer. And I know that is so strange. But I'm just doing my part to make sure there's never a beer shortage. Because if I drink 0, and then you can drink all 19 gallons and enjoy on this National American Beer Day.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
It's officially October, which means it's time to celebrate Halloween all month long. And if you're looking for some of the best Halloween events or all of the different trunk-or-treats that are around for the kids, don't you worry, I got you covered. From raves, trunk-or-treats, glow-in-the-parks, or Halloween parties, I will meticulously search just for you, so you don't have to stress. You can just have fun instead. Just go to wgbw.fm and click events. You're welcome.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
97.9 WGBW just raised the bar for morning news. Connie Feldman.
Yep, that Connie Feldman.
Has joined the station with local news and timeless hits to deliver reliable, trustworthy news to Northeast Wisconsin throughout the day.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Start your day with Connie Feldman on news and Dan Marcus on all the rest of the stuff. On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, my mama said.
Mama said, Mama said.
I went walking the other day and everything was going fine.
There'll be days.
On local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 WGBW with another local news update straight ahead.
Freedom.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with this local news update. The Packers came out on top last night over the Steelers and their former quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Not only did Packers quarterback Jordan Love beat Rodgers, but he tied Brett Favre's record by completing 20 consecutive passes in the win over the Steelers. Love's streak ended at 20, matching Favre's franchise record from 2007. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. At just before 8 that morning, investigators found a body outside of a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities haven't released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just off the shore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record 300 pounds of unwanted medication during this weekend's drug take-back event. Police say officers took in the haul between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate Drug Take-Back Day, police remind you that you can dispose of old, unwanted medication any weekday. You can do that in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department. Wildfire risk is high in Wisconsin this fall. The DNR says this month there have been more than 50 fires burning 20 acres. The DNR says they'll continue to monitor conditions. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, 97.9 WGBW News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plentiful sunshine for your Monday afternoon and that breezy southeast wind nearly to 20. Highs in the upper 50s. Overnight, we'll keep it mostly clear in upper 30s. Tuesday, mid-50s, a mostly sunny sky. It will stay breezy. Right now, it's 51.
Mama told me.
local news and timeless hits on 97.9 at WGBW. Scott McKenzie released a couple other songs, but this was kind of his big one-hit wonder in San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
Hits on 97.9 at WGBW. Some free swings at Top Golf for Guest Appreciation Week. Get more on that on our community calendar at WGBW.FM.
Yeah.
timeless hits on 97.9 and WGBW. Tonight, Game 3 of the World Series, shifting back to the West Coast, where the Dodgers going to be hosting the Blue Jays tonight at Dodger Stadium. If you're kind of thinking, you know what, my team's not in it anymore, I don't care about baseball, there is Monday Night Football, the Chiefs and the Commanders, and of course, Mike Clemens has more sports coming up at 1 o'clock right here on WGBW.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Hey, Northeast Wisconsin, this is Kristen Ambos with the Always On Point podcast and Point Mortgage. On Sundays at 10 to 11 a.m., you'll find me on the Civic Media app, as well as 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, and all podcast platforms where we'll discuss everything mortgage, real estate, and market related. Any questions? Text them to 920-606-1156. Join me every Sunday.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Wow.
wild thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Everything groovy. It's local news and timeless hits at 97.9 WGBW. Everything a little spooky this week as the countdown to Halloween on Friday continues.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Northeast Wisconsin for the fall colors. Take the leaves, leave your money.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, all the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. Spark of nature's fire, you're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done, the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits, a 97.9 WGBW, and on that Civic Media app.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, that's all wrong, that's all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she gets to know you, she got to own you, Kentucky woman. Well, she ain't the kind make heads turn at the drop of her name. Something inside that she's got turned you on just the same. And she loves me, God knows she loves me. Beneath my feet,
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. The U.S. has evacuated the base in Guantanamo, sending 1,000 non-essential workers and their pets out of harm's way as a monster hurricane approaches. Melissa is a 5 and growing, the wind picking up to 165 miles an hour. As it nears landfall in Jamaica tonight, days of rain will bring floods and likely landslides. Melissa has killed 4 people across Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Air traffic controllers will miss their first paychecks tomorrow. Service members could miss their first paychecks Friday. Federal assistance for 42 million Americans relying on SNAP benefits runs out Saturday. ABC Stephen Portnoy says one federal union has had enough with the political posturing.
Senate Democrats have been holding out, citing the need to extend expiring health insurance subsidies. But the American Federation of Government Employees says both parties have made their point, and now it's time to end the shutdown.
This is ABC News. Now to France, where chances of finding the stolen crown jewel seem to diminish with each passing day. Even as police do make progress, we have ABC's Aaron Katersky in Paris on the story.
2 alleged thieves are in custody on suspicion they were half of the quartet that used power tools and a mechanical ladder to steal more than $100 million worth of France's crown jewels in just 7 minutes. Overnight, police raiding the homes of the suspects, one arrested at Charles de Gaulle Airport while preparing to travel to Algeria, the other in a Paris suburb and believed to be destined for Mali, West Africa. Both men are...